Hey, this is Uriah Faber, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. 2 hours down of this nonsense. 1 hour to still entertain everyone. Why are you smirking?
I'm just looking.
What do you got? Bring something.
You know there's a bowl game right now, currently, like live?
Nonstop.
It's like the whole Christmas break. You know, bowl games everywhere.
Nonstop. I'd like it.
And I'm on the Four Letter Network website, and there's an article starting to read how the Titanic's gym forever changed fitness. It's a read about the gym that's on the Titanic.
That's nice. Did we talk about Ohtani getting the number he wanted in L.A.?
Nobody. I saw that he bought his the teammate's wife a Porsche.
Because he didn't want anything.
Giving up the number.
Yeah, it's not that for giving up the number. It's because he didn't ask for anything where he could have.
I mean, that's a terrible
business
contract for the Dodgers. It's going to end up like the Russell Wilson, $85 million of dead money. He just got benched for week 17, you know, for the Broncos. So,
right.
Ohtani, 10 years, $700 billion or whatever, $700 million.
Right.
He's never going to fulfill that contract. He's going to get hurt. He's already hurt.
Yeah, he is hurt.
He already had surgery. He'll never be the same. He's not going to. It's over.
He'll just DH next year. He can't pitch. He can't throw.
Right.
But what if he does come back?
I mean, unless it's for jersey sales, because of California and all the Asian population. So we've got,
Well, it has nothing to do with California, because they would have had the same jersey sales if he went to New York.
Yeah.
If he went to Boston. If he came to Tampa Bay.
No, not in Tampa.
Absolutely.
No.
Absolutely. Because you're talking about the Asian fan group.
Yeah.
They don't care.
The two largest Asian communities in America are San Francisco and New York.
Okay.
So those are the two biggest fan bases.
I believe the same people that would buy the jersey, they're not buying it because it's a Dodger jersey. They're buying it because it's Ohtani. So no matter, he could have gone to Milwaukee.
Yeah, but it wouldn't have been the same effect. I don't think it's the same effect.
I think you're wrong.
Really?
I think you're absolutely wrong.
I mean, I guess Ichiro, but it's still West Coast, you know.
He went Seattle. To Florida. He went to the Marlins. Uh-huh. And sold jerseys down there.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, it's yes, you have a fan base, whether it's a Buccaneer fan base or whatever that fan base. But when you bring in a new player, Tom Brady, how many people bought a Tom Brady Buccaneer jersey and never liked the Bucs ever, like them since he left?
Yeah.
So you're going to sell that same amount of jerseys. Yes, it's the Dodger fans who are going to buy them, and the Ohtani fans. If he would have gone to Milwaukee, the Milwaukee fans, not as many as the Dodgers, I get that. But the Ohtani fans are going to go out and get that new jersey of wherever he's playing.
Sure.
There's people that bought Yankee jerseys and they hate the Yankees, you know, when a big player goes there.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have a Milwaukee Brewer. I'm not a Milwaukee Brewer fan, but I'm getting a Josh Hader jersey.
Why?
For the studio wall.
It says Hader.
Hader. But that's a perfect name for this show.
Do you know him?
No.
Why are you just a fan?
No, Tom Seaver got it for me.
The music guy?
Tom Seaver was a baseball player.
Oh.
But no, Tony Saunders got
it. Wasn't there Seaver and a musician?
I don't know. Did you hear that about Tommy Smothers?
Bob Seaver.
Do you know who the Smothers brothers were? Is that before your time?
Honey, the Jam people? Smothers? What? I don't know. I don't know. Who is he?
No, he was. They had a TV show, The Smothers Brothers.
Okay.
A long time ago.
All right. What'd they do? What was it?
It was like a variety show.
Okay.
You know, they were like goofballs. And,
oh, nice.
Well, just like you, a goofball.
Like us.
Okay.
I mean, we got to do more stuff like Mr. Beast. And we just need more sponsors.
All right. So what do I need to do for you to get put underground for 90 days?
90 days is a long time.
You said 90 days.
No, 100 days in like a... basically, okay, so what they did was they took a white room.
Why is it got to be white?
It's all white. And it had bright lights. And then they had two beds on either side of the room and all the canned food, kitchen, and a thing to cook, and then one bathroom with a shower, right? And then, like, every 10 days, he would come in and he's like, look, you're going to get 500,000 to split, 250 each, if you make it all 100 days. But then every 10 days you come in and they're like, hey, you've been sleeping on this little cot, this little thing. If you want, here's an adjustable mattress, and like it's going to cost you $10,000 each or whatever. So he kept buying like luxuries, a private chef. You don't have to eat canned food anymore. And so like, but it's a great concept. The premise of it, and how they do it. It's
so how much did they end up getting?
Like about $185,000 each.
And then taxes.
They bought some stuff. They bought movies. He bought the Harry Potter book collection so he could like read. It's for entertainment. So they did buy some luxuries back. What would you buy back if you were in a room with nothing in it, and you're in this, you know, 100 days? What's the one thing that if they said, hey, you got to give back 50,000, but you can have this for the entire duration of your stay? What's the one thing you would want?
Probably maybe music.
Really?
Just something to occupy your time.
Okay.
You know, I don't know what else, you know, what else would occupy your time? A computer, internet?
Like, cause I think they brought the family in for your one.
Nah, I don't want my family in.
So you could pay $10,000 to have, you know, a moment with your family.
I wouldn't do it.
Your granddaughter?
Wouldn't do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Stay firm.
Well, no, it's just, and I've always said this about all these reality shows and such. I wouldn't want to. If I was ever to go, I don't want that. You know, you got to stay strong and hard and not think about, and, you know, you already miss some. I would miss my granddaughter all the time. But I think by seeing her, it would kill me.
Yeah.
And it would weaken me.
Right.
It wouldn't strengthen me. It would weaken me. You know, like, all right, maybe it is. You know, the chance of me actually getting to the finals and winning, where I could go home and be with the baby.
They had another episode where you had to live in a grocery store, and every day you had to scan $10,000 worth of, like, items from shelves, and you were alone, just one guy, isolated, in a grocery store every night until the store was basically liquidated, until there was, like, nothing left. So
how difficult is that?
I mean, the boredom, like, the isolation, like, I think it's harder. I think it's harder than you think.
It is harder, but it depends on what the ultimate is.
Well, it's $500,000. I mean, he does big prizes, like massive, game-changing, life-changing amounts.
3 months of total boredom for $500,000. It's a lot of money.
It's a lot.
But 3 months is a long time.
Yeah.
I've been on a ship for 3 months. Totally bored out of my mind. It was brutal.
Yeah.
And I had people on there to talk to.
Right.
I didn't like them, but there was people on there to talk to. That's the one regret I have of being in the military. Like, my dad said, don't go on an aircraft carrier. But going on it, you could have played football. You could have played basketball while you're underway for 3 months. There's things that you could do.
Yeah.
Where on a destroyer, that's not necessarily the case. What that has to do with sports and MMA and...
Oh, but the Mr. Beast had that episode where he was on a yacht with Tom Brady, and Brady threw the football, you know, to him, or to knock a drone out of the air. So we're on the boat in the ocean, and he throws the football to like hit the drone to knock it down.
And you believe that?
It's Tom Brady.
Oh.
He's the GOAT.
He's the GOAT.
If anybody's going to throw a football and hit a drone, who?
But why is Tom Brady considered the GOAT in your opinion? Just because of the rings?
Yeah.
I mean, he's not the best quarterback.
Not best, because he's a winner. He has all the hardware. He's got all the championships.
And if you think about, you know, flukes, you know, they should have lost the Seattle Super Bowl. Let's be honest. Awful call, not handing off the Skittles, you know, then Seattle wins.
They should have lost Atlanta. I mean, they're down 25-3 or whatever, 26-3.
Correct, but they should have beat the Giants, and they should have, could have, would have beat the Eagles. So it still would have equaled out.
Yeah.
But could you imagine on your resume something like making that call, not handing off in Seattle? That you have to live the rest of your life knowing you cost. That call cost that game.
It was a Pete Carroll that did that?
Or the offensive coordinator. I mean, I don't know if he made the call.
But it all goes downhill, right? I mean.
You know, yes and no, but Pete Carroll's still there. I'm sure the guy who made the call is not. Pete Carroll's still in Seattle. Is that guy still there?
I don't know.
I would say no.
But, I mean, Tom Brady's got all the hardware. Can't. I mean, but didn't Wilt Chamberlain or Bill Russell, one of those guys, have like 11 championships?
Yeah.
Like, that's unbelievable. That's crazy.
Well, they were dominant. The Celtics were dominant back then. The Lakers were dominant back then.
Crazy.
You know what else is dominant? Breakdown. Coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. Smiling Sam Alvey coming up at the bottom of the hour. More Matt when we return.
Hey, this is Ryan Taylor. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
The hobby of trading cards is back and better than ever. Rhino Cards, specializing in sports cards, Star Wars, and MetaZoo, has just opened a second location in St. Petersburg at 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B, and would love you to stop by to buy, sell, or trade cards. Rhino Cards is a licensed Upper Deck diamond dealer, as well as licensed Fanatics and Topps dealer. Get back in the hobby or add that special card at Rhino Cards, 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B in St. Pete, and 4548 South Suncoast Boulevard in Homosassa.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Debbie Checker, right here talking sports with Randy Harris.
Come on, everybody! Clap your hands! Oh, you're looking good! I'm going to sing my song. It won't take long. We're going to do the twist, and it goes like this. Come on, let's twist again.
I'm Chubby Checker. Chubby Checker should do the Bucked Up Transformation Challenge January 8th.
I'm sure he wished he could right about now. I'm pretty sure that Chubby Checker's not with us anymore, I would imagine. Well, Chubby Checker was old then.
Lose the weight, you can extend your life.
All right.
Come on, Randy, join in.
Coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility, this is Knockout Radio. We're brought to you by 8-Man Strong, StaffZone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator.
If you could describe me with one word, two words, what would you describe me as?
Can I use four words?
Sure.
Pain in the ass.
That's not what I'm looking for. All right, so I'm looking for, but give me,
that's my description.
Of everything you know about me, just give me two words that would define me perfectly.
I can't say it on the air. It starts with an A and ends in hole.
Oh, that's not true. Yes. Hype man.
Is he still alive?
Don King, yes.
No, Chubby Checker's 81 and still alive.
Oh, what?
Wow. I would have. Well, good for him.
Well, so you know he's 92 and still alive. Don King. Don King's giving media interviews down in South Miami.
You know who's 98 and still alive? Dick Van Dyke.
What?
Yeah, I just saw.
American Bandstand guy?
Oh, my God. Dick Van Dyke. Dick Van Dyke. You know, he was in Mary Poppins.
See, I don't know that era.
I guess not.
I don't know that. Mary Poppins, is that a TV show?
It was a movie.
All right.
It was a movie. The 70s.
Chubby Checker's still alive.
Yeah, good for him.
Dude, let's get him on the radio.
I'd love to. Chubby Checker was cool.
The Twist.
You know, I met him at a golf tournament in Clearwater. Nice dude. He sang The Twist.
Let's get him on. That's, we have one job for next week. Let's do an interview with Chubby Checker.
You said we have a job?
Yeah, we have. Well, Steve, our producer, will.
How about you have a job?
Oh, man, I got so many jobs. I'm a hype man. I don't really do the work. I just hype it up. Oh. That's what made Don King so great. He had no skin in the game. He wasn't fighting.
I met Don King.
The greatest to ever do it.
I don't know about that.
What hype man is better than
that? Ask Mike Tyson if he's the greatest.
He stole the most.
That's what I'm saying. That's a legend. That's a legend.
A legend. But I mean,
not a legend, a legend.
A legend. But who was better than Don King as far as creating hype and excitement for a fight, like a build up, a promotion?
Ric Flair.
Don King.
Ric Flair, come on.
Goat.
Ric Flair could promo anything. Still.
It's true. He still does.
Yeah.
But
P.T. Barnum.
Oh, yeah. Barnum and Bailey.
Yeah.
Circus.
You see, the circus is back.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I thought the animal rights activists killed all that.
Well. no, it's back. I don't know if there's animals involved or whatever, but it's
what would the circus be with no animals? Just a bunch of people
humans?
Eating popcorn.
Well, it'd be humans.
Well, people. Humans
then there'd be a human trainer.
I would argue that humans are more animalistic than animals. I mean, there's some crazy people out there.
No, for sure.
You know, crazy stuff.
Wait till you hear the rumors that are floating around for Sunday night.
What's Sunday night?
Sunday night is New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
It's not going to be pretty.
What New Year's Eve are we talking about?
Times Square.
Okay.
They're allegedly, I mean, it's, you know, how do they always find out about things? People have big mouths, which is good in this case.
Okay.
You know, when bad things are going to happen, you know how they always somehow find out?
Right.
Allegedly, there's going to be some serious protests at Times Square Sunday night.
Really?
And, you know, have you seen the last couple days?
No.
Yeah, it's bad.
In New York.
We were lucky. We walked from Madison Square Garden at 2:30 in the morning to a subway.
Right.
And didn't see a soul. That's not going to be the case this weekend.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yep. So either watch or don't watch.
I mean, it's my TV.
No, I have zero interest.
You don't want to see? I mean, a protest is really like a MMA fight. I mean, you got violence, you got fights.
But a protest isn't supposed to be violence and fights.
Yeah, I mean, Sean Strickland's not supposed to jump over a row of chairs and attack his opponent.
Unless it's scripted.
Well, you think those elbows were, like, scripted?
Do you think he landed anything? It looked like he was throwing some serious bombs.
Yeah.
But allegedly, I didn't see Dreykus after. But when Dana came to talk to us, he said he was just outside here. We were just talking. If you land a couple of those Strickland elbows, you're going to have a mark. There was not a single photo of anything.
I mean, Dana did say that he made the seating arrangement. He took full responsibility for.
That's what he said.
The bonehead decision.
That's what he said.
Put it in the same section.
That's what he said.
Does sell fights. I mean,
so then Dana would be in there.
Dana's got to be up there for. But I don't know how much of a hype man Dana is versus. You know, he's just the front man for the organization.
He was a hype man early on. I mean, he is the hype man. He's the president. He's blah, blah, blah. But like that famous line in Tough, do you want to be an effing fighter?
Right.
Which went global. Sure. Now you want to tune in because here's the president yelling at his fighters. It's kind of like what Feldman did at the original BKFC,
sure.
Which I'm one of the few people that liked it.
Right.
You know, he got in up on the ring and screamed, are you fighting or what?
Right.
I want that passion.
Sure.
You know, now whether that was promoter, hype man, whatever, I don't know. But Dana early in the do you want to be an effing fighter and some of the things that he did. And I'm a big Dana guy. we would not be talking any MMA. I believe that without Dana White.
Oh, for sure. No doubt.
He is. He's still producing. He's still setting up the studio.
This guy's the best. he spends more time setting up the studio than does anything else.
What exactly? God, do play by play as he's moving this.
So these are the 8-man strong posters that we actually had at the restaurant years ago.
Yeah.
And we're taking them on the road to the Super Bowl with us.
PGA show.
PGA show. I believe I've seen pictures of them in the stands, like in the crowd.
Yeah.
So
we confiscated them because they were illegally duplicated.
Well, were they really?
Yeah. That's how we got them. Somebody made those.
Oh.
And we took them from them because they didn't have the rights to the 8-man strong logo.
Wow. Wow.
Because if you look at it, look, it's identical. It's identical to the T-shirt. Somebody copyright infringement. Huh. And so we confiscated them at an event.
I wonder if Pete has ever been involved with protests and 8-man strong.
Right. The 8-man didn't die. He's strong.
Well, they don't like anything animal related.
No, they don't like anything animal cruelty related.
Well, that's what John Sally, remember I told you I saw him on a TV show last night? It was they introduced him as a legend, blah, blah, blah. He said his charity he was playing for was PETA. As he loves animals, that's why he doesn't eat them.
I love animals too, but I eat them.
Oh, even better with the Texas honey on it.
I wonder if you even need, an animal with that honey. Can't you just eat honey straight?
I mean, there's a bull skeleton, like all horns on the logo.
I don't know what that means.
I mean, Texas is all about the meat.
Right.
Beef.
But I'm saying, does it have to have, do you have to have animal with that honey?
I mean, you don't have to. I mean, here's it gives you recommendations. Pizza.
Does it really say pizza on there?
It says pizza. Wow. Of course, he's a pizza guy. Fruits, barbecue, cheese, chocolate.
Honey on chocolate?
No, that's not. I can't read. Words are so hard. I thought that was a fighter from the Ukraine.
Fried chicken.
Fried chicken.
Ice cream. Oatmeal. Salads, bagels,
cocktails.
Interesting.
Waffles, french fries, salsa, and whatever that word is in the middle, that charcuterie.
The board.
If that was a fighter, I wouldn't be able to pronounce that name either.
Well, that's why you're the best in naming things.
But name me a hype man that's better than Don King.
I've named a few.
That's not even close to his level. I mean, Don King coming to the ring with that fro, like, was the epitome of all sports.
I mean, you'd have to put him up there, but Howard Cosell, he was a hype man.
I mean, there's a couple images in sport, like the milk at the Brickyard 400 or Brickyard whatever, like the Indy 500, like when they come across the bricks and they pour the milk, right? But Don King walking to a ring, Tyson in front. Is there anything more iconic in like combat sport than that?
Yeah, there's plenty of things as iconic as that.
Yeah.
Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. It's iconic. Deflated that ball. Look, it's the same shocked look. Just every time he wins, it's that shocked look like, oh my God, I just won the Super Bowl. I'm like, dude, you've already done it 6 other times.
At the Wawa deflating the footballs.
that's a legend.
It's free air.
It's, yeah.
Fill it up, Tom.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Does that really give you an advantage if you deflate the football?
It gives you a disadvantage.
Why is that?
It would be harder to catch if it was deflated, right?
I don't know.
But obviously,
I don't know the strategy behind it.
Well, there's tons of strategies in it. It's like they heat the before. I don't know if they're still allowed to. They would put the footballs in the dryer and heat them up.
Okay.
The kicking balls, so that they could fly further. So that there's science in everything.
Yeah.
Now, an advantage for Team A is a disadvantage for Team B. Fight-wise, an advantage for a fighter is a disadvantage for the other fighter, whatever that may be. Grease. If it's an advantage for you to grease up so that the other guy can't implement his ground game, so it's an advantage for Fighter A, it's a disadvantage for Fighter B. But the beauty is, not only is break time coming up, our first and only guest for today's show no longer has to worry about ground game.
Yeah.
Because you're only allowed on the ground 5 seconds.
Oh, it's like the restaurant rule.
Even though it wasn't 5 seconds. It was closer to 3.5. I watched from the time that the number started, they were stopping you before you got to five. But your heavyweight karate, combat karate champion, Sam Alvey, when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator, broadcasting live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility in Pinellas County. We'll be back.
This is Mike Allsup from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
It's time, Tampa Bay. It's College Bowl season in your backyard. ReliaQuest Bowl 2024. Two of the country's top head coaches go face-to-face. The Big Ten's Luke Fickell and Wisconsin Badgers collide head-on with Brian Kelly and the LSU Tigers of the SEC for the coveted ReliaQuest Bowl championship trophy. New Year's Day, Raymond James Stadium, Ticketmaster.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
What's up, Tampa, Florida? What's up, Clearwater, Florida? This is Scott Yeager of the Challenge Mania podcast. And if you're a fan of MTV's The Challenge, just like me, or CBS's Big Brother, we have an awesome event for you on Saturday, January 27th, to get you ready for WWE's Royal Rumble later that night. Myself and the godfather of MTV, Mark Long, are hosting a Royal Rager party at Mugs in Clearwater from 1 to 4 p.m. right by Tropicana Stadium, where the Royal Rumble is taking place. We'll be joined by Alyssa Snyder, Alyssa Lopez, Hunter Barfield, Paulie Calafiore, Sam McGinn, the Nolan Twins, and more cast members from reality TV. Come and hang out with us. Come and hang out with the Challenge Mania gang. Meet the cast members. Party like it's MTV Spring Break. It all goes down from 1 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, January 27th at Mugs in Clearwater. Trust us, you'll have more than enough time to make it over to the stadium for the Royal Rumble, because that's where we're going to. Tickets are available now at challengemania.com. Live.
Experience the future of home comfort with Cool Breeze AC. Call them today at 727-954-3605 and let Mitch, Jimmy, and their team transform your living space into a haven of comfort.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Deontay the Bronze Bomber Wilder, WBC Heavyweight Champion of the World, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. Bam, baby! Good night.
AC Studios. That was Deontay the Bronze Bomber.
Former
boxer.
No, he's still a boxer.
You think he's gonna come back?
You talk awful big when you're not around people.
Think he's coming back? Think he's gonna come back and fight again after that?
He's definitely going to.
Really? You don't think he retires after this?
No.
And just walks away?
No.
Come on.
No. He'll box again.
You think so?
Yeah.
You want to bet on that?
No, because you don't have anything I want.
Well, I got Texas Hot Honey.
I already have some.
I got a producer with a limo. We'll share it.
No, I'm not betting you. I'm not betting you anything. You don't have anything I want unless it's to rip up the contract.
What contract?
The one that you don't have.
Oh, from here?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not even on the website. My daughter's logged into knockoutradio.com.
Hey, producer, can you take this phone call, please?
And
can you handle that, please?
Yeah, so I'm on the website with my daughter this morning, knockoutradio.com, and they're like, oh, there's Randy, there's Uncle Randy. Like, how come you're not in here? I'm like, oh, good question.
Why would you be on there?
It's Knockout Radio.
Right.
I'm Knockout Radio. I bleed the blue and red.
Blue and red?
Stars.
Where's blue?
I'm on Knockout Radio. I'm just looking at the logo.
I'm looking at my red shirt.
I'm the star in Knockout Radio.
No, you're not.
Look at the logo. Who's the star? You can be the fist. All right, you want to be the fist or the star?
Oh, my God.
Which one do you want to be?
I don't know. We're trying to produce live on the air.
We do.
So what do you need? The call-in number? All right. Well, hold on a second. I believe our call-in number is 727-441-3000. That would be the call-in number. Okay? All right. So anyway. So Sam Alvey called the cell phone.
Yeah.
To do the interview.
I mean, it's...
So, yes.
Do you like that your champion's still doing his own, PR work?
That's great. Maybe that's a job you could get.
I could do that. I could represent.
Why, you think
Sam Alvey?
You'd be a hype man.
I could be Sam Alvey's hype man. Yeah.
No.
I only surround myself with winners.
He is a winner.
So and I got a fro going. I mean, I could walk him to the cage next time. What do they fight in? Combat karate.
I
what
don't
do you call that apparatus.
It's the pit.
The pit.
Yeah, you know, I don't even know, but maybe 4 feet. I think 3 feet.
Okay.
And then you got to walk. The only problem that I had with that, to be honest, and we will ask Sam when he calls in, he calls in momentarily. It's one thing to go down, but after a round, after a second round, after a third round, when you're tired, and now you got to kind of walk up or crawl up or somehow get to the top. That's probably the only problem with the pit, but I like the pit.
Yeah.
Once I found, because we were on the wrong side, once we went to the other side of the scaffolding and we found chairs that we could sit, and then we both almost got in a fight.
Yeah, why?
Well, I told you, because people climbed above us, and then they were spilling beer and all that kind of stuff. But in a way, it kind of added like some of those TV shows where, you know, the fight's going on and you're chanting. And,
yeah, is it really a sporting event if people aren't throwing beer on
I
you?
Guess. But I believe we have the karate combat heavyweight champion of the world on with us. He's been on in the past. Let's welcome back Smiling Sam Alvey. Sam, are you there?
I'm here, sir. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing just amazingly. How are you today?
We are fine. We've been talking about karate combat since we came back from Vegas. Talk to us about, you know, the transition that you made from, you know, the MMA world, because this isn't straight karate. There are some rules that you still can do a little form of MMA as well.
Yeah, so the biggest thing I had to compete with is I've got to get faster. In MMA, I've always been able to slow down the pace with grappling, with a little bit more of the clinch work and stuff. And the MMA guys just aren't as fast as the karate fellas. So it's really been, I don't want to say an uphill battle, but it's been what I've been working on, is getting faster, being able to read things a little more quickly.
I don't want this to sound like a silly question, because it is serious. We were just kind of talking about it. I love the pit. I thought the pit was cool. Once I found a seat that I could sit in and I didn't have to stand anymore, what is it like? You know, you got to get down into the pit after the round. We get that. How difficult after round two, after round three, to get back up to your seat? I mean, are you tired where that's a bother, or is the adrenaline running where it really isn't an issue? And that is a serious question.
yeah, that adrenaline takes over. I mean, you know, in a fight, you don't feel anything until afterwards. I will say, though, after the fight, the adrenaline wore off. I had a hard time getting back out of bed. I kind of threw myself up there, threw a leg up there, and had my wife drag me. But as long as that adrenaline's pumping, as long as I'm ready to do, you know, get back in there, you know, there's no problem getting in or out.
So Sam, congratulations first off on the championship. You know, before you came on the show, the first segment, you know, today, we talked about Sean Strickland, about how, in my opinion, he's great for the sport. I know he helped you with your camp. You know, can you give us some insight on the real Sean Strickland, or is what the world sees as real as it gets?
Honestly, it is as real. He is as real as it gets when he's on camera, when he's in person. He's just the same dude. He has gotten so much more mature over the last 4 or 5 years. Like, he's running classes, he's there on time, he's making people better. And that didn't used to be as important to him as it is now. But he still makes sure he gets all his work, and when he talks, he's not planning on what he's going to say, he's just saying it.
And I don't want to talk too much about being, you know, at Extreme Couture, because I have been there. And you know, we know what happens in a gym stays in a gym, but when Sean Strickland talks, you listen. You know, you listen to what he's saying, you listen to what he's telling you. But speaking of listening, what's it like to have your wife, you know, in your corner? And, you know, is it separate, or is it still, you know, it's my wife, I have to listen, I have to do what my wife, you know, says? Or, you know, is it trainer different when it's the fight and not at home?
Oh, no, it is the same everywhere. I wouldn't have had the career without her. I try to listen every chance I can. It's just easier to listen. But I guess that's the biggest difference. You know, most women, my wife included, don't necessarily say what they want all the time. You have to read between the lines. When I'm fighting, she says exactly what she wants, and it's just wonderful.
You know, talk us through that. What is that? Is it she's giving you, you know, fight advice? She's just trying to calm you down? Both?
Oh, no, I never need any calming. I'm as, you know, cool as a cucumber when I'm in that pit or cage or ring or wherever I am. No, it's all fight advice. It's what she sees, what she thinks I need to do, and what she thinks the other guy's going to try and do. No, she watches the sport far more closely than I do, and I trust everything she has to say.
You know, it's funny that you said that you're as calm as a cucumber, because you definitely are. And, you know, I kind of made reference to, and I don't watch a whole lot of movies, I think it was called Fight Sport. You know, where the fights are on that mat and those guys are just walking around like they own the world. And that's the way you were, like, in that fight. You were just walking around like calm as a cucumber.
Yeah, I train hard. When I'm in the practice room, I am the hardest working guy on the mat. I'm getting beat up. I'm beating people up. I've just been everywhere I could be with some of the best in the world. So I know whoever I'm fighting, they're not going to do anything I haven't seen before. And shoot, at this point, I've got over 80 professional fights. I've probably fought in every position they could possibly put me in. The pit offers a nice little change of pace, because that wall does change things a little bit. But I think I adapted pretty quickly to it.
And I know that they told us the rules are that once you take, and maybe you can explain what is a takedown, what's allowed and what's not, but that you have 5 seconds. But I kind of saw that it was really less than 5 seconds from the time that they started, you know, the count, which, like in boxing, the count doesn't start until the ref, you know, you go to your corners or whatever. But from the time the 5 second count started, they were already starting to break people up at like 3.5 seconds.
The judge's arrest discretion. So what he might think is 5 seconds might have only been 3 seconds. Or maybe he felt he started counting too late. So it can change a little bit. But they try to keep it unified at a 5 seconds. And I know now they're trying to change the rule now, where as long as the person on top is striking, they're not going to stand it up at all.
Really? All right. That's interesting. And what are the rules of the takedown? Because I saw a couple times, you know, a fighter would take somebody down and they stood him right up. And then there was other times the fighter would take him down and they got the few seconds to throw some ground and pound.
So if I'm still on my feet, I get the 5 seconds. Or if one of my knees are on the ground, I get my 5 seconds. But if I get a takedown and both my knees are on the ground, or both my knees hit the ground in the takedown. It's an immediate stand-up, and they don't give you the extra time.
Gotcha. That's why I wanted to ask, so I can get more educated on some of the rules.
Yeah, it's like every other sport. Jiu-jitsu has changed the rules to make it so wrestlers aren't so dominant. Judo has changed the rules. MMA has changed the rules. Everyone changes the rules to try and make it so wrestlers aren't so dominant.
So Sam, I mean, look, we're all fathers and heads of household. We got to support our families. We know a lot of fights, people take them just for the bag or for the amount of money they can make, the Jake Pauls and, whatever. But from the outside world, it appears that you're fighting for the love of fighting. I'm sure the financial side, is important. But how long do you see yourself doing this? I mean, am I right? Is it the love of competition that keeps Sam Alvey in the sport?
The short answer is I would love to do it for another 10 years. The long answer is I'm going to do it for as long as I can make a living doing it. As long as I'm getting paid to do it, as long as people want to tune in and watch me do it, I'm all in. Now, without the UFC pays better than any other organization, and they made life far easier when I was fighting for them. But I'm creating something here at the Karate Combat where I might be able to consider myself the Mike Perry of Karate Combat. I might be able to find that niche in this sport, that lane in this sport, where I become synonymous with Karate Combat. That is my goal. That is what I'm trying to do. And when I won that title, it was the first step in the journey.
What did you know about Karate Combat before? I think that was your second fight. So what did you know about it before you joined this organization? And how big can, this organization get? I remember asking guys back at UFC 1 and UFC 11, how big can the UFC get? How big can Karate Combat, expand and blow up?
So I love the UFC. I love MMA. Some of the fights are just incredible. But even the best MMA fight, the best UFC fight of the year, is only half the speed of this Karate Combat. Wrestling and jiu-jitsu makes MMA boring. As much as I love wrestling and I love jiu-jitsu, it is the boring part of every match. Karate Combat has done away with it. They have found a way where you can still get the striking damage. You can still get that little bit of extra going into the ground. But then they stand it back up and you're back on your feet, which opens up everything. You can now, throw whatever spinning kick, whatever back fist, anything you want you can throw now because you don't have to worry about some wrestler just being able to take you down and hold you down. And the sport has no ceiling. As soon as more people watch what's going on with this, they will fall in love with it just like I did.
I agree with you 100%. And, that's what I was telling, somebody earlier in the week, and we talked about it briefly, with Power Slap. It's the same thing. People were dead against it. Go watch it. And then if you don't like it after you watched it, at least, you've seen it. And I feel the same way about Karate Combat because I've heard a lot about it. Greg Hendrick, who used to work for the UFC, worked for them for a while, and he would always talk about it, but I've never seen it. So I didn't know that I was going to like it as much as I did. Until I came out and saw the fights in your fight, in Las Vegas a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I was the same way. Raymond Daniels was the first Karate Combat card I watched. It was back in April or May, and I just, he's a buddy of mine. I saw he was fighting. All right, I'll tune in and watch. And it just had me hooked. Every match was just, it was fast-paced. It was going. There was action from bell to bell. I just loved it. And so immediately I started tweeting about it. I started posting on Instagram, liking everything, following everything to do with it, just trying to catch Karate Combat's attention. And once I did, they reached out to me, and we put together a contract, we put together a title run. And I've been just tickled pink with the organization since I first saw.
So two questions to follow up on that. One, when would you like to fight again? And two, where can people purchase that Smiling Sam Alvey shirt that I saw you wearing at the press conference?
So that rotten LaRosse Levine, the fella I fought for the title, he broke my hand, or I broke my hand on him. And so I'm getting a little hitch in my giddy up, but the cast should come off here in the next 4 or 5 weeks. And then after that, I should be ready to go. I'll be back in the training room, hitting mitts, hitting people, just getting as good as I can get as fast as I can.
And where can people get that shirt?
Oh, yeah. If you follow me on Instagram, YouTube is the one I'm pushing real big. TikTok, I've got a link. It's millions millionsweb.com. You can get on there. All my gear, all my merch, everything is on the Millions website, which you can find in the links in my bio on my social media.
Awesome. Well, we'll forward it as well. As always, Sam, thank you for your time. Congratulations. It was an awesome fight, and I'm looking forward to watching you defend your title in the very near future.
Well, I appreciate that, sir. Thank you so much.
Take care. That is your heavyweight champion, karate combat heavyweight champion, Sam Alvey. You originally got him on through his Instagram.
Yeah.
And I like how a lot of people, not just athletes, you know, use social media to kind of, you know, branch out and get their brand out. And he really is such a cool guy. And I remember talking to fighters that fight him. And I'm like, how do you handle trying to throw a punch and trying to punch somebody in the face that's smiling at you? Now, a lot of times you smile after the punch, you know, to kind of say it didn't hurt when you know it hurt more.
Sure.
You know, but he's smiling all the time. It's crazy.
There's not many guys, you know, that are legit as they come as Sam Alvey. I mean, just a genuine, nice guy. It's evident. He wears it on his face.
Yeah.
It's just congratulations to, you know, they say nice guys never win. Right. Then
well, nice guys finish last. Right? And, yeah.
But not in this case.
Well, not in this case because
nice
he has
guys
a belt.
Are the heavyweight champion of combat karate.
And I like how he said he broke his hand. He broke his hand hitting the other dude in the head.
Yeah.
You know, which happens quite a bit. Yeah. You know, I remember many people saying that. Mike Perry used to say that. You know,
how about that reference? It wants to be the Mike Perry of combat karate, where showing that Mike Perry's making a name for himself in a, you know, in a niche market, the bare knuckle, that he's now the guy. You know?
There is absolutely no doubt that Mike Perry is the face of not only BKFC, but bare knuckle. And that fighters are calling him out that aren't even in bare knuckle.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the Pauls, Jake and Logan Paul, where they're calling out Mike Perry. Here, the champion of whatever weight class it is, I think in middleweight, that could be wrong, with Dave Mundell, he's calling out a guy that's not even a champion.
Yeah.
Typically, the champions don't do the call
outs. Right. They don't know.
He's calling out Mike Perry because Mike Perry's the face. People call out Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor's the face. Yeah. Except for, who was it? Ronaldo?
Ronaldo?
Yeah. You know, where he was sitting next. Yeah. It was Ronaldo, right?
Yeah. He's...
So, Conor McGregor is animated in a discussion with one of the sheiks.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the prince
in Dubai or whatever.
Yeah, Dubai. And Ronaldo was sitting in between, and he's trying to keep a straight face. Yeah. And finally, he kind of smirks and loses it. And then I saw a Facebook post that they compared watches.
Oh.
I guess Ronaldo's watch was like $85,000, and Conor's was like $350,000.
And the sheik's is probably $3.5 million.
You know, there's a famous watch story about the sheik and Russell Peters.
Really?
Yeah. So Russell Peters did a gimmick. You know, and he brings up one of the sheiks up there, and he's like, you know, can I borrow your watch? So he goes and takes the watch, and he does whatever with the watch, and then he goes to give it back to the sheik, and the sheik says, oh, no, it's yours.
What?
And Russell's like, no. He goes, no, anytime you're given something, you know, ask for it, you, it's rude to give it back. So Russell goes, well, can I borrow your house?
Did he get it?
Probably not.
I've seen TikTok videos where, like, a little kid, like, can I have a Mercedes? And the guy's like, get the address. And he's like, which one? Email or physical? And then all of a sudden, a Mercedes shows up the next day.
Former WTAN employee. We've talked about this at the Jake Paul fight. You know, and I think it was the Tyrone Woodley fight. And he said something about, you know, so is the Rolex your new gimmick for your opponent? And Jake says, you know, to the former WTAN employee, why, do you want one?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah. So Jake then turns to Logan and says, Logan, go get his address. And I don't know if it was mailing or email, but he got the Rolex.
Yeah.
Now, and I love how people say this. Well, it was only the $6,000 watch.
Only.
What? Somebody's just going to give
That's what Mr. Beast does every day, man. He walks around with bags and suitcases full of cash.
He did not have a bag. He did not have a suitcase. He did not have anything on that elevator at Raymond James Stadium.
Well, maybe he caught him before he was like, oh, Mr. Beast. He might have just been Beast.
This was just 6 weeks ago.
Well, like, what do they call it? It goes from Miss to like Mrs., right? Like, well, they have like three different things for the female side. Like, Miss, MS, right? And then M-I-S-S,
yeah,
then M-R-S.
Before married and after married.
But what about the male? Like, that, or just Mr.?
Yeah, that's all
we don't get one?
But I did get some street cred when I told my 10-year-old grandson that I was in the elevator with this guy.
Oh, yeah.
And he lost it.
But yeah, Mr. Beast is the real deal. Like, the greatest Buccaneer of all time.
No.
He had a contract. He signed with Jason Light. $10 million contract one day.
He didn't get $10 million.
$10 million. It wasn't paid to him, but he signed for it.
Okay.
They agreed to $10 million.
All right. He's still not the greatest Buck. He's still not the greatest TikToker.
I would put Brady, Mr. Beast.
You're such an idiot. Martin Gramatica.
Yeah, Martin Gramatica. Ryan Griffin.
He's playing in Europe.
Warren Sapp.
I believe Ryan's playing football.
I'll put Sapp in top five for you. You're moving on up.
What is he, Wheezy? Is he George? He
could be.
All right, so what are your plans? We only got a couple minutes left. Anything special staying in?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't have anything to do on the first now, so just going to go buy a storage unit. Maybe I'll get my partner to chip in.
I know the Hendrix Speedway Speed Team wants to get involved with that as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he wants to dump some money into it.
All right. Yeah, what are we looking for, race cars?
I'm not doing any of that stuff.
Come on.
Zero. I need a storage unit. I don't need to buy one. I need one.
I have an investment for you.
No.
$10. Go half on a pizza. And then pour a bunch of Texas hot honey on it.
Thanks for asking. I'm not going to do much this
weekend. Yeah, what are you going
to do? I'm going to go to tomorrow night. There's a big event for the bowl game.
Okay.
Wisconsin LSU will be there. My niece and goddaughter went to LSU.
All right. Michael Clayton probably be there.
Michael Clayton will be there, and I'll hang out with him.
Got to reach out to Mikey.
So that's tomorrow. I'll watch the bowl games this weekend. I'll be at the Bucs game Sunday. That should be a lot of fun because it's the Saints, and they could clinch on Sunday.
Wow.
And then they have the Cowboys to look forward to.
I'm about to go buy a jersey. I'm gonna go buy a Mr. Beast Bucks jersey for the playoffs.
I think you should buy a Smiling Sam Alvey shirt. That's what you should do instead.
Yeah, if I can get Steve to chip in on it.
And then Monday or Sunday night, New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
So stay away from Times Square. I would stay away from everything.
You stay awake for the ball drop? Like, are you?
Typically, we fall asleep, wake up, kiss each other goodnight, then we go back to bed. That's typically what we do.
Okay.
I went out one New Year's Eve. One.
Really?
Only one.
Let's do it again.
All right.
Let's recreate it.
Zero interest.
We'll take the limo out. We'll get Styles White. We'll go out.
Is he still around?
Sure. Well, he's with Caleb.
There's rumors that Styles G. White is still in the Pinellas County area.
Let's get the band back together.
I have a pair of sunglasses I've had for him for years. It's Cleveland Browns. That's his team, the whole nine yards. And he always gives these. He's like you. I think you two are in bed together because you both do the same thing. You irritate the hell out of me.
That's what we do. Yeah. Good job. But let's put the band back together for the new year. Kick off 2024.
I want to find people I like to hang out with.
You get to create this world.
Yeah,
we're living your world. This is your fantasy.
It's not my, it's my nightmare.
Well, are you the fist or are you the star? You got to pick.
Oh, I would be the star. I'm not a fighter.
Guess I'm the fist.
Tito Ortiz is the fist.
That's not true.
It is true.
That's Tito. New restaurant we haven't been yet.
We haven't been.
Can we go down? Can we take a trip?
It's a long drive.
It's not that far.
It really is.
If he's driving, it's great. We just ride. It is right. Let's call Tito. Let's go school excursion.
We got a lot of. I have a lot of things planned over the next couple months.
Well,
you know, the PGA golf show, Vegas, Toronto, Atlantic City, Miami. There's a lot of East Coast cards coming up, and a lot of good stuff. All right, we are out. We will talk to everybody next year. Have a happy and safe. Stay safe this weekend. There's going to be a lot of bad stuff going on. See everybody next year. Let's just go. I'm free to do what I want and have a good time. Let somebody, anybody, everybody, cause I'm free to do what I want and have a good time. Let somebody, anybody, everybody, say your boy picked up a residency. This is Curtis Razor Blades, UFC heavyweight. You listen to Knockout Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
It's time, Tampa Bay. It's college bowl season in your backyard. ReliaQuest Bowl 2024. Two of the country's top head coaches go face-to-face. The Big Ten's Luke Fickell and Wisconsin Badgers collide head-on with Brian Kelly and the LSU Tigers of the SEC for the coveted ReliaQuest Bowl Championship Trophy. New Year's Day, Raymond James Stadium, Ticketmaster.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids.